Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Mitsubishi Motors North America and the United Auto Workers for the company's plant in Normal reached a tentative deal. The union rejected another contract proposal earlier this month, but the company and the union say they won't talk about the current deal until the plant's about 1,200 employees vote on it. It isn't clear when that will happen. The plant's union employees have been working without a contract since September 5th. An appellate court judge has ruled Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich did not have the authority to expand state health care coverage last year. Yesterday's ruling upholds an earlier court decision to hold the expansion of family care. Mike Greer reports.
The appellate court's ruling puts a temporary hold on the governor's health care expansion. That's until a lower court judge makes a final decision. Blagojevich last year issued an executive order allowing people with higher incomes to sign up for state-subsidized health care. Richard Caro is one of the plaintiffs and an attorney in the lawsuit. He says Blagojevich and the state's health care department had no right to implement the expansion.
So there were illegal, unconstitutional expenditures. That has to be undone.
Caro says hospitals and doctors are the ones who might suffer because the state can't pay them for services they've already performed. I'm Mike Ree.
Governor Rod Blagojevich says his administration will review the appellate court's decision and take any actions necessary to, in his words, protect working families' access to needed health care. School officials in Chicago suburb of Oak Lawn say a middle school student has been hospitalized with bacterial meningitis. Superintendent Kathleen McCourt of Oak Lawn Homewood School District 123 says the student attends Oak Lawn Hometown Middle School. The student was diagnosed Thursday. McCourt says parents were immediately notified about the student's illness. District officials say the disease is not highly contagious and not transmitted by routine classroom contact. And about 450 teams have signed up for this weekend's Backs tournament in Champaign to benefit the Don Moyers Boys and Girls Clubs. The CU Backs tournament is being played outdoors and was played last night at Green Street and will be played today and tomorrow in downtown Champaign on Neal Street. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The next president of the United States appeared in Oxford, Mississippi last night. Barack Obama and John McCain had their first presidential debate on the campus of Old Miss. It was supposed to center on foreign policy, but as the moderator, Jim Lehrer, pointed out, it's impossible to separate foreign policy from fiscal health. And the meltdown of the financial markets and the proposal to rescue them has dominated the news this week. Dan Chore is away this week, so instead we're joined by our friend Clive Crook, writer for the Financial Times, National Journal, and The Atlantic. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And overall impression?
Well, I thought the debate was not a game changer. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty close. They both did reasonably well. For me, Obama won on points. I thought his demeanor was great. He was a lot more focused, a lot less professorial than he has been in the past. And I thought McCain was a little prickly, at times a little defensive. But as I say, it was close. And reading the commentaries this morning, a lot of people are giving it to Obama, a lot of others giving it to McCain. I don't think it will have changed anybody's minds about the candidates.
Let me dare a fact-based question, however. And then we'll get back to the stuff that I understand really counts in terms of political effect. But Jim Lehrer had some problems getting either of them to say, look, what are you willing to give up from what you've promised the American people to cover what right now looks like it'll be $700 billion of additional government spending?
Absolutely. I thought that was the single most interesting thing in the whole debate. I wanted to give Lehrer a standing ovation for pressing that mm-hmm. question. Incidentally, I thought he was a terrific moderator all through. But that, for me, was the key thing. And he couldn't get them, even after maybe three or four attempts to squarely address that question. I mean, they both said things, but nothing substantive. Neither one of them was willing to say what precisely they were going to change in their platforms because of the fiscal crisis, because of the bailout. And I thought that was very revealing and actually pretty disappointing.
Yeah. Now, we should understand, is that because, I mean, after all, we're sitting here, exchanging smart comments or not so smart comments in my case the morning after, but they really have to worry about running for office. Now, it is as simple as the fact that if they say, well, we'll have